Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Adam Burke, River Action, here to talk about the history of the Quad Cities, and today, a mistaken marker in Davenport. In the October 1938 issue of the Annals of Iowa, Reverend Charles Snyder of Davenport wrote about John Emerson, an Army surgeon stationed at Fort Armstrong, Fort Snelling, Fort Jessup, and Fort Jefferson. Dr. Emerson's story begins in Pennsylvania, where he enlisted in 1832 and was assigned to Fort Armstrong. On the way, he went to St. Louis, met Peter Blow, and purchased Dred Scott. They went to Fort Armstrong in late 1833. In 1836, Fort Armstrong closed and Emerson was sent to Fort Snelling. This was fortuitous for Mr. Scott. There he met and married Harriet Robinson. By 1838, Emerson was married as well, and Harriet was pregnant with the Scott's first child. Emerson retired from the service in 1842 and tried to set up a practice in St. Louis, which didn't work out. He still had land in Davenport, so that's where he put out a shingle. Unfortunately, he died in the LeClaire House in late December 1843. There's a building on 2nd Street in Davenport at number 219 with a plaque that reads, "On this site was located the home of John Emerson, post-surgeon at Fort Armstrong, and of his famous slave, Dred Scott." Scott and Emerson lived in Davenport. There's no doubt of this fact, and it has multiple confirmations through the historical record. But the problem is that the house wasn't finished before Dr. Emerson died. He was living in the LeClaire House, and Dred Scott was most likely in St. Louis, with Harriet, who is now pregnant, with her second daughter. So the plaque, which is referenced around the world on websites that quote it or translate it into other languages, is mistaken. In fact, if you look at the local Daughters of the American Revolution website, the Hannah Caldwell chapter, they don't even list it in their collection of historical sites. We should give Mr. Scott and his family their proper due in Davenport, with a corrected marker or monument that attests to their struggle for freedom.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.